Hey Tim, it's Juan McLean. I heard you were having Simeon Mobile Disco on tonight, and I was just on tour with those guys. You might want to, I don't know if you want me to tell anyone this, but you know, it's funny that, you know, they're from London, and they actually have official tea time every day at 3:30. No matter where we are, no matter what's happening, we stop for tea and scones with clotted cream. It's actually on their rider at the club. It's really funny. But you might want to ask those guys about the three fingers in the hole technique versus two fingers in the ball. Jazz and James each use a different style. James likes the two-finger technique, put a bit of spin on it. Anyway, I don't think those guys are gay or anything. I think they're just English. Talk to you later.
Okay, you're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. And tonight, returning to the show after 8 years. Did you know that? It was 8 years. Simeon Mobile Disco here in the studio. Thank you guys for coming down again.
It's been a long time. I guess we didn't make a good impression last time.
We just heard a little message from your touring partner on this trip, Juan McLean. He was mentioning something about this two and three finger technique. Do you want to like explain that so people don't get the wrong impression?
Really simply, he's talking about bowling. We basically slayed him at bowling the other day, and he's just taking it really bad. The technique he's talking about is I saw the guys doing it with just two fingers and no thumb, and then giving it some spin. So like in seeing the bowling movies, it goes right out to the gutter and swings back in. And I think I pretty much nailed it, didn't I, Jess?
Yeah, I mean, it was professional.
Yeah, and basically Juan didn't get anywhere near it, and he's just bitter.
He's a sad, bitter man.
So how's the tour been in general, though? It was you guys, Blondes, and Juan McLean, right?
Yeah, it's been really good fun, actually.
Okay.
I mean, it's like having Juan on tour. He's kind of made sense of the whole night, you know, because we really wanted to avoid that thing of having, you know, just three bands and then just like a rubbish iTunes playlist in between. It's amazing.
Juan does a little better than that.
Marginally.
Marginally.
Yeah, and Blondes have been great as well. It's been good to have them on tour. It's been a good sort of, trippy vibes. It's good.
And so what's been happening with, I know you guys, you've started your own label. Is that right?
It's maybe overcooking it a little bit. We don't have a headquarters or anything like that. I mean, we've basically, it was just a way for us to put the techno stuff that we were doing out without having to go through, you know, like another label.
You're still working with Wichita?
Yeah, but to be fair, they do all the work.
Okay. No, but so it's called Delicatessen?
Delicacies.
The Delicatessen.
Yes.
We've started doing nights as well.
Okay.
Just to confuse matters.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're naming everything after food. Mm. Is that right?
Yeah. It was just an idea we had to do like a run of 12 inches, really, of the kind of, I suppose, the more clubby techno side of what we do. And we just wanted an easy way of making up names, because it's always, you know, especially with instrumental tracks, it's kind of arbitrary sometimes. So we like the idea of tying it all together with these sort of strange, weird and wonderful delicacies from all over the world.
Have you actually tried some of those?
Well, no, but we've dug ourselves a bit of a hole. We've tried some of them, obviously, but...
Now you have to try them?
Yeah, now promoters think that we really like that. So we'll wake up in the morning, we'll have, like cartilage and, you know, fetus for breakfast. And they think, they look at us really expectantly, like we're really going to enjoy it. But actually, no, we're kind of quite squeamish.
You just want your tea and,
exactly.
like Juan says.
Clotted cream.
Yeah. But are you guys working now on the next album? What's happening there?
Yeah, literally as soon as we get home, we're going to lock ourselves in the studio and turn our phones off. And that'll be that. We get to make another record.
And so how long of a process do you think that's going to be? Do you have that scheduled out? Or
You can never tell. It's one of those. I mean, the point of doing the Delicacies thing was actually not to do an album, although people seem to think it's an album. Just the idea of not going into that massive process of having to consider such a big piece of work.
Right.
Just a quick return on your efforts. You know, you do it a couple of weekends later, it's out there, you know?
But so when you guys go back after this tour, you've set aside time to do the album. Are you going to work on any remixes, or is it just really sit down, do album, and then after that you'll see what happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to learn to say no.
Yeah.
More often. We've got we're being super picky. We're doing some festivals because festivals are fun. And also I think it's good to stay out there, you know, so we don't disappear down some strange wormhole in the studio and come out 6 months later with something completely unlistenable. And it also it's a good way to try stuff out, you know, we'll make some stuff and then we'll just slip it into a set and just see if it absolutely flops.
Right.
Get in the studio, probably, you know, weekdays making music, weekends playing out.
Okay. That's a good process. Well, are we set? Are we, you okay here?
I've managed to maintain the drone, so we're fine for another few minutes.
Maintain the drone is a definite album.
Okay, and but you guys are only in town now, in the US for, another week or two,
we're going down to Miami and doing a few parties down there, and then we're back to Blighty, as they call it, and to start work on, to just mess around in the studio, which is our favorite bit.
Okay. Simeon Mobile Disco here on Beats in Space. Thank you guys again for coming down. It's been too long.
Well,
crazy.
It'll be 2030 next time we come.
Thank you. future minimalist. Mainstream technology and media continue with this. Electro music category lists persist and insist upon flooding the market with hits.
Are you ready? don't know. You don't know what to do. You don't know. No, 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 what to do. But are you ready? But are you ready? Yeah, are you ready? And are you tough enough?
Okay, you've been listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Here's Simeon Mobile Disco ending us for tonight. Thank you guys again for coming down.
Our pleasure.
And so tonight's DJ set, you were not, this whole tour was doing a live performance, though, not DJing, right?
Exactly. No, yeah, we haven't had much chance to DJ on this tour. It's been the all the machines and synths and stuff with the round table, if anyone's seen it. And we've got a new, like a light show with a weird hexagonal backdrop. So it's been, it's been great. We've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, because you said it's all outboard gear that you're using on for the live show. Is that right? And because I was reading in your Wikipedia entry, and it says, Simeon Mobile Disco, primarily known as, like, analogs for analog music or something like that. It was, like, a really funny...
It's a weird thing to... Yeah.
It's a really weird thing to pick up on.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is the fountain of all truth.
Yeah. any resource that anyone can edit. That's
I know. I would be afraid of Juan getting into... Wikipedia. But thank you guys again for coming down, and good luck with working on the album once you get home.
Cool, thanks
very much.
See you in 2030.
In the future.